Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We use binoculars, microscopes, telescopes, and magnifying glasses to look at various items of various sizes. Binoculars for those times when we are hunting or when we are in the nosebleed section of an athletic event. Microscopes to examine objects that are too small for the human eye to see unaided. Telescopes to see stars and other planets that God has created in the universe. And magnifying glasses to help us see with something small or read print that is too tiny for our vision. When we see through any of these instruments, we may say to someone else, "Look, it's right there. Can't you see it?" Stop, look, and listen is a theme that we're looking at this Advent series. Last week, our focus was on the word of the Lord, who spoke through his prophet Isaiah, "Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good." Advent is indeed a season of repentance, a time when God desires that we examine our thoughts, words, and deeds. As we look at ourselves through the mirror of the law, the Ten Commandments, we see very clearly that we have sinned and disobeyed God in many ways. The law reminds us that we are selfish, self-centered, sinful human beings. We spend much of our time looking out only for our own interests and welfare. The Holy Spirit uses the law to expose any notions we might have that we're not all that bad. When we become aware of our sinfulness, we might find ourselves going to one of three bad directions. Firstly, when we're confronted by our sin and how offensive it is to God, we look only at our sins and dwell on them. When this happens, it's easy to feel hopeless and overwhelmed by our sin and by what we deserve from God. It is easy to think that we are somehow beyond his forgiveness. Second, when confronted with our sinfulness, we are tempted to look for hope in places that are not God-directed. For instance, some will look for hope in the law, which they have convicted them of sin. They think that if they just try harder, they'll be okay. Third, sometimes we blind ourselves with denial and hardened hearts that reject God's law and word as they confront our sinfulness. We may look to ourselves for truth and wisdom in order to avoid criticism or other potentially painful consequences. We may even distort what we've done, and we may lie to get others to see us as something that we're not. When we face the reality of our sinfulness, God does not want us to look, to dwell on and look only at the sin. He does not want us to look for hope in the law or from false gods. There is no hope for salvation from the law. Instead, God wants us to call on Jesus Christ alone for forgiveness and salvation. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he exclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John spoke these words the day after the priests and the Levites came questioning who he was, whether he was the Christ. John had every opportunity to say, "Yes, that's me," and to tell a mistruth. But rather, he told them, "I am not the Christ." Like so many others, John had been waiting for the coming of the one who had been proclaimed through the prophets, including Isaiah. The sacrificial lamb, the one the prophet Isaiah wrote about, who would come into this world and would be oppressed, afflicted, and slaughtered, taking on himself the punishment we rightly deserve. John himself had been looking for the coming of the Savior. When John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, he was certain that Jesus was the one chosen by God to be the Savior of the world. He said, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, "This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." When he saw the dove and heard the voice from heaven, John knew he was right. He said, "I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." As the Son of God, true man and true God, Jesus has accomplished for us what we could never do. As the Lamb of God, he has made possible the cleansing forgiveness that we need. By his perfect obedience to the law and his death, Jesus has made that forgiveness possible. By his blood, he purifies us from all sin. God the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to all that Jesus has done for us and brings us out of the spiritual darkness and deadness in which we were born and into the light and life of salvation. Through the water of baptism, the Spirit brings us to faith in Jesus Christ, enables us to look only to the Christ as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And not just of the world, but our sins as well. He opens our hearts and our eyes to the truth of what he says in his word. Certainly about our sinfulness and how he would have us to live, but also the truth that we need to look no farther than Jesus for forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Indeed, let us look to Jesus this season. Thanks be to God that because of Jesus, we may look forward to eternal life in heaven, and beyond that, to the new heavens and new earth. In Jesus' name, amen.